Wisconsin Lutheran College that has paid artistic staff out of Milwaukee, and Tom is our first reader.
Okay, I'll see how I do on my first read. So this is a Lutheran College in Milwaukee. I think I'm not sure exactly where it is, but I know they're near there's a medical center, and there's a small college that's associated with it, and they do some, goal is to provide a diverse range of different experiences. They also share their facility with the college, so that's one of the barriers, is trying to bring in people for their programming against that schedule. It's a 380-seat auditorium that's on the campus. They identify local seniors as being in the area there as being a kind of a core group of their patrons, so that those folks don't have to drive into traffic congested areas. They serve about 2,900 adults and 100 children. And they've got a guest artist series of about, and you'll forgive me, I have divergent insufficiency, so once in a while my vision is doubled, and once you know it, we just start acting up dolls. They've got, again, they're trying to prevent some arts education opportunities for students in the area and bring in some schools. They talk about their programming being accessible to senior citizens. They've expanded to include some children and family things. Christmas is a Funny Thing was one of the things they mentioned. Mm-hmm. And they talk about partnerships they have with in the community. They've had their manager has been there for about 10 years. In looking at their budget, and I'm just guessing that it looks at some things that the college expects them to bear a lot of the costs of this. Their income to revenue expense is 1 to 3. Their expenses are 3 times what their average revenue is. They've only got 2 people on their board of directors, and that, I don't know, that's probably a product of being associated with the college, but it seems a little bit like they need some more assistance in making evaluations and directing where they're going to go. I'm looking at the budget. There were lots of it seems to be their expenses are really high in regard to a lot of student staff that they pay, and maybe again that's part of the college and their work study program that they make. They have to hire a lot of students to support that, but really kind of high there. And again, I'm not sure how that figures in with the college finances. There was a supporting letter from the Radisson Milwaukee West, supportive of the patrons that come to them as a result of being in the coming to some of the events. There were in the evaluation tool they provided, again, it was one of these applicants that they submitted the survey, but it sure would be nice to see what some of the feedback is that we're getting when people submit those.
Agreed.
Let me just quickly look at the budget. So again, I can just highlight student employment is about $52,000. Some of that is summer, and some of that's in the fine arts. And I don't think they're bringing in even ticket sales to support that. And so it'd be nice to know why that is so high. Then they did have an organization plan. I've got a question mark as to whether that was something that was just generated, for the purpose of the application, or if it's something they've been thoughtful on it. Been doing for a while. It's their organization plan for 19 this year until next year, and they do have goals set in there, but they're kind of generic goals. So I would say they're struggling to find their place and how they fit into the college and develop a program that sustains itself and can be sort of independent and provide some things while still being part of the college.
So I'm the second on this one, and I'm glad I am. What I read is that they're in a really tough position. Higher education as an industry is struggling, and arts organizations within higher education are struggling as well in many cases. I have a lot of concerns for them It's typical not to have a board of directors. They are looking at starting a programming advisory committee, which I think will be beneficial to them. But what I see them moving backwards. They're reducing their programming. They're reducing staff. Their revenue is on the decline. And there's no real indication that they understand why that's happening. The high numbers for things like student workers, I think, is also fairly common. What they could provide to us that would be more useful is an understanding of how their budget relates to and is supported by the university budget. Because I think you'll see that at a lot of universities where the university is covering salaries or student workers, and they're certainly absorbing all these operational expenses. They haven't explained that to us, and I think that would be really useful if they did. There's not much diversity in their programming. Their area demographic is above the state average in education and income. I think they could really look at some more challenging programming. And I know that they may be limited by the mission of the university, but even within that, there's great programming available. They're in a great demographic. Little concerned that the program director's artistic point of view may be limited by looking at her bio. She attended the Wisconsin Lutheran College. She worked locally for 2 years and then returned to the college. So she does not necessarily have a broad perspective that she's bringing to that role. And it would benefit her to have some additional support. Maybe that programming advisory committee will be that support for them. But I am concerned about their viability in the long term.
They also mentioned, I think this was the one where they talked about it was kind of a hit with the older folks in the area because they're more of a local option, closer by. Mm-hmm. People don't have to deal with downtown Milwaukee
parking. Mm-hmm.
And their older audiences, and a Judy Garland tribute. And, how is that going to appeal to the students? And so they do seem to be balancing this dual audience thing. But coming from a college environment myself, I know it's sometimes difficult to get the students to come to anything. So
right. So, and if their focus is on the outside community, which is appropriate, they need to maybe enhance their efforts to target the community. Mm-hmm. More than by their parking.
They did make a comment in here where they said that they were not a self-sustaining program and that they were heavily subsidized by the college. Like, there is that line again. I was looking for that. Because, again, coming from a college environment myself, mm-hmm. I understand that it's like, yeah, you are limited in the fact of what the mission of the university is and where those dollars are being spent. But I agree that some diverse programming to get more of their student population to those performances, and again, that's always a struggle too with all the other commitments that the students have.
They did make a comment also about it being in the process of working more closely with the development office for mm-hmm. help with fundraising for this problem, for this program.
Yeah. And I agree that having a program committee will help get some more community perspective and student perspective into their programming.
I'm sorry. I was a little concerned. The ticket sales are 3 years ago they were $60,000. Now they're in the $20,000 to $30,000 range. So they've fallen off considerably. Their organizational goal is to increase attendance from 30% to 40% capacity, which is pretty modest goal. And I don't have a sense of coming together as a thoughtful organization and moving forward intentionally. I I think they're struggling as an organization.
So this is a rhetorical question. So when we see a group that's struggling like this, do we, are we inclined to, you know, be supportive of them or be more critical and of them and
that's a great question. So it's important to see how their application stacks up against the criteria. You're going to do that just as you do it with everyone else. And then in that section where you have comments for the applicant, if you want to put something there, you can.
Sure.
You can also turn to the staff and say, we would really encourage you to work with this applicant on, you know, whatever the area of concern that you have is. But you will... you will score it like everybody else.
Sure. Yep. Okay, thank you.
Yep. Yeah, thanks for that clarifying question. Did everyone have a chance to speak on this one?
I believe so.